And next up, we have Mr. Marvini from the...
Just a slight correction, please, Senator. He's not from the DEP. He's from DACF.
Welcome, Mr. Marvini.
Good morning, Senator Brenner and Representative Tucker and members of the committee. My name is Robert Marvini, and I am in the Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry as a state geologist, and I'm speaking in support of this resolve. Over the past 2 years, I served the Maine Climate Council as the co-chair of the Science and Technical Subcommittee, and the 28 members of that committee, plus scores of other scientists, worked exhaustively to identify the most relevant scientific literature related to the trends and impacts of climate change in Maine, captured in our report, the Scientific Assessment of Climate Change and Its Effects in Maine. The chapter in Sea Level Rise was written by the three most experienced marine geologists in the state who spent much of their careers researching this issue and its implications. Maine is fortunate to have several tide gauges with long-term records, including Portland, Bar Harbor, and Eastport. There are several figures in my testimony, and they show over 100 years of record shown for these gauges. Over that time, sea level has risen 7.4 inches in Portland, a rate of about 0.62 feet per century. And since 1996, the same gauge at Portland has increased 0.88 feet per century. Similar increases are seen in Bar Harbor and Eastport and elsewhere in the world. While there's considerable scatter in the data and several decadal scale cycles related to long-term ocean patterns and the orbits of the moon and the earth, it's important to note that the lowest yearly averages for the past several years are higher than the highest yearly averages in the 50s and 60s. The highest levels recorded in the past few years are unprecedented. And we know of no credible scientific evidence that suggests sea level will fall anytime in the remainder of the century, or even that the rate of rise will moderate. And you can look at the charts in my testimony. For the STS to report, we identified the most rigorous projections for sea level rise through 2100 based on different scenarios for increases in atmospheric greenhouse gases. Through review of the scientific literature, debate among committee members, and vetting by the Maine Climate Council, we selected the intermediate scenario in the model used by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers as appropriate for incorporation into the state policy. And there's a graph that shows that those scenarios. The intermediate scenario anticipates 1.5 feet of sea level rise by 2050 and 3.9 by 2100. And it's very likely that these values will be met. And while 3.9 was generated through rigorous scientific analysis, it represents the median of possible outcomes for 2100 for that intermediate scenario. And for practical implementation purposes, we recommend that it be adjusted to 4 feet. It's just a simpler number to deal with for that rise by 2100. There's a number of reasons in there along with the graph. So thank you for your time and be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Marvini. Representative O'Connor has a question.
Thank you, Mr. Marvini. That was actually really interesting. So I guess what I'm thinking of sea level rise and what you're saying and those levels, when you talk about the 4 feet by 2100, I find it unlikely that any of us will be here, but it is our duty to fix it. My question is, how much land mass will that actually impair? How much will we lose? How much beaches and property?
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for that question, Representative O'Connor. We did do the some estimates of how much land would be lost. I don't have those numbers right here with me, but I'd be happy to bring that back for the work session.
Any additional questions from the committee? Did you have a follow-up, Representative O'Connor?
No, thank you, Madam Chair.
Any additional questions? All right, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And next up is Brian and Brett from the Office of Innovation.